Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, we are thanking God for yet another morning. Well, happy belated Mother's Day to all you wonderful, wonderful mothers. I know you had a great day. I hope you had a great day. I certainly had a fantastic and very, very, very amazing day. Mother's Day, went to an awesome, awesome gospel concert, fashion show, and it was just so much more. It was a gospel show, a fashion show. It was a hair show, all rolled into one, and it was truly, truly great. So we hope that each and every one of you are looking forward to all of the wonderful things there are to do. Hope you feel like a success in your life. You can be a success. It's not that hard. It really isn't. There's just a few simple steps that you have to follow in order to become a success in life. I mean, so many people in life who are such great successes, they absolutely started with absolutely nothing. I mean, for instance, let's look at Tyler Perry. Here's a man who had absolutely nothing, was sleeping in his car. And look at him today. He is a gigantic success. Now, I know some of you remember Charles Dutton. Here's another person who was in prison. And he came out of prison. Now, you know Charles Dutton. He's the one who did, he played in the sitcom Rock. And he also wrote a couple of documentaries that turned into movies, one that was well known as called The Corner, but he's played in many, many, many movies. This person was in prison. He got out of prison, So you know he pretty much had nothing. And there are so many more people who are just like that, who they were absolutely at the bottom of the barrel for their lives, and things turned around for them. Some of you know Oprah Winfrey. She was not someone who was raised in a rich household and had all of the, you know, very successful things going on in her life. But she did what? She tapped into her, what was inside of her. And each and every last one of these people did the exact same thing. So it doesn't matter of your background, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you were born on the left side of the track or the right side of the track, whether you were born down in the valley or up on the hilltop. If you want to be a success in life, there are some things that you absolutely must do in order to make that happen, though. And one of the things is you have to tap into your inner greatness, your inner power, as we say, release your power. That's one of the reasons that we say that. If it, as it relates to your education, as it relates to relationships, you want a great relationship. It's not on the outside. It's what's inside strong. And I remember that song years ago. Not on the outside, but inside strong. That's right, because that's where it is. Other people, I mean, there are successful people in every walk of life. You know, even some of you who may, you know, in Christendom, you know, Pastor Paula White. You know her story. Here's a woman who used to eat bologna and cheese in a hotel room, go to concerts, sleep on the floor in a room with other people just to get in the presence of powerful people who were calling on the name of Jesus. And look at her today. She's very successful with several books. She has TV shows. She has radio shows. She has conferences that are out of this world. She pastors a couple of very, very large churches. You know, so don't tell me you can't do it. Almost any industry, every industry. Some of you don't know this person, but his name is Gordon Bethune. He wrote a book entitled From Worst to First. And he talks in his book about the strategies that he used to take Continental Airlines from its lowest point somewhere around 1994 when they were entering into their fourth bankruptcy, and that time they were absolutely going to be shut down. The government had already bailed them out several times. They were about to close. They hired Gordon Bethune from one of the big airlines, one of the big aircraft makers, either General Dynamics or one of the other ones, and they brought him in, and Grumman or General Dynamics, but I think it was General Dynamics, one of the largest aircraft and engine makers. They brought him in to lead that company, and their stock went from somewhere around probably less than a dollar a share up to $64 a share at their height. I came to the company in 1997, and they were trading somewhere around $38 a share. And then, but that from a dollar, that was amazing. And so he did this amazing turnaround with the organization, and then he wrote a book entitled From Worst to First. And so you can do it. You can take your life from no matter what the mess is in your life, you could take that all the way to the top, from the pit to the palace, from destruction to a dynasty. You could take your life just like you could take a company or a person can take anything else. You can do that with your life. As a matter of fact, I was telling a group of women on Saturday morning, it is your right. It is your job. It is your challenge, your responsibility to make a success out of your life. If it's as it relates to your education, you have to make a success out of your education, out of your life. Go back to college. Now is the best time to go back to school. One reason is because the economy is so bad. Typically, when the economy is very bad, as such that it is, in other words, there's a lack of jobs that people can get, then one of the things that typically goes up is college enrollment. Admissions in colleges should be growing ever since the economy got bad and kept getting worse. So this is why it is one of the best times to go back to school. The other thing is, if you have a career that you're already in and that career is working for you, fine. You want to improve on that. Again, this may be a great time to do that, because if you can show your company how it can innovate and do something different, more than likely, if your company is still around, they may be in a spot where they really need some jolt, something new, something innovative to help them stay afloat, to stay around. So if you're in your company, this might be a good time that you can put forth an idea to help them survive. And then for those of you who always wanted to run your own company, or you thought you could do it, or you've had a dream to do it, you wanted to do it, again, this is the best time to get your business started. And that's where we come in over at PSUI Training Institute. We want to help you through the steps of starting your business. We realize that most people have no idea what it takes to run a business, to start a business, let alone to run it. Don't even know what it takes to start a business. You need to come. It's not something that you're going to just haphazardly pick up. You need to come and learn all the components of starting a business so that you don't make the same mistakes that many, many other people make as to why they fail in their business, as to why they have to close their businesses, and as to why they have to forfeit their dream or abort their dream. But if you want to see your dream come to fruition, if you want to see your dream alive and in living color, if you want to live your dream live and in living color, then you want to make it over to PSUI Training Institute. We have several business models that we're going to teach you about and also help you in if you so choose. So if you want to start a business today, you need to come to PSUI Training Institute, where we will show you various business opportunities. Yes, it involves an investment, but what business doesn't? There is no business in the world that you're going to start without an investment. So if you're a business-minded person, if you're willing to start a business, if you're willing to come and learn what are some of the businesses that you can start, then you want to be coming to PSUI Training Institute. We hold business classes each and every week. We hold training classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We hold business classes on Mondays and Wednesday afternoons between the hours of 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So between 1 and 3, you can come on Mondays and Wednesdays for business training. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can come for training. And a good morning. I see that we also have joining us on the phone lines Miss Patricia Martin, who also is with us at PSUI Training Institute. Yes, I don't know how much of that you got a chance to hear, Pat, but I was just sharing with people that if they want to be a success in life, number one, they have to do it. One of the ways to be successful is to take your life, look at it, and see what you need to do in order to be a success. Well, PSUI Training Institute, that's what we're there to do. We're there to help you become a success. So whether that's success in going back to school, success in getting promoted on your current job, or in your current field, and for starting a business. So I was letting them know that what we're doing there is on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. That's where you can come and be trained in things like communication skills, team building. You can come and get resume writing, interviewing skills. You can get customer service skills, how to speak to your supervisor, and these types of trainings you can get on Tuesday and Thursday mornings and Thursday and Tuesday and Thursday afternoons. So starting in the morning at on Tuesdays, we start at 9, so at 9 o'clock. You want to be there Tuesdays. I'll be there tomorrow at 9. On Mondays, Wednesdays, I was telling them, Pat, that from 1 o'clock up until 3, from 1 to 3, that or 1 to 4, depending on the actual training, they can get training to start their business. So we're doing business startup training, grow your business, start your business on Mondays and Wednesday afternoons, in the afternoon. So for those of you who know anybody that wants to start a business, now you know when to send them over. That training on Monday and Wednesday afternoon, if you enroll in that training to start your business, there is a fee and a registration fee for that. So you need to call us at 908-469-6410 so that you can sign up and register for that. It's a nominal fee for what you're going to get for your money, but it's worth it because not only are we going to tell you some of the ways to some of the things that you need to do to start your business, we're going to actually give you examples and help you. Then we also have various business opportunities to help you get started like that same day. You can get started that same day. With starting your business, you're also going to learn not only how to start a business, but how to manage a business and how to lead people. You need those. Actually, you got to get three things, really. You're going to learn how to start your business, okay? Then you're going to learn how to empower yourself. And by learning how to empower yourself, you'll also learn how to empower others. You'll learn how to coach your staff and things like that. But you're also going to learn how to manage your business. Managing and starting are two different things. It's pretty easy to start a business for the most part. But it's the day-to-day management. It's just like with a marriage. It's pretty easy to order some invitations, order, you know, event planners are a dime a dozen. You can get an event planner. You can go to any David's bridal shop or almost anywhere else and get a dress. It just about anybody will say that they have license to marry you. That's not the problem. It's the after the marriage that becomes the challenge, the day-to-day that you have to do to manage that marriage. So you had a great wedding. A lot of people came. You looked beautiful. You took a lot of pictures. You got a lot of cards. You got a lot of gifts. And then, but what about the day after? How do you keep that thing going that felt so good that for that one day? How do you keep that going for 30, 40, 50 years? It's a whole different story. And the same thing with a business. Doing all the paperwork to start a business, you can probably get any lawyer to do that for you. Yes, they're going to charge you $300, $400, $600. But you could also get a business professor such as myself, which I can save you a lot of money and help you get your business started. So it's your choice. You can go to a lawyer and pay them $400, $600 or more sometimes to help you start your business. Or you can come to me, a business professor, that's going to show you the same thing for a whole lot less. So you take our business training class and you're going to get a whole lot more, but you're going to learn how to manage the business. Then you have to learn how to lead people. First of all, nobody runs a business by themselves, okay? You have to have people working for you. You can run probably, oh my gosh, I can't even think of a business. Okay, a paper route. You can do a paper route by yourself. Just you get some stacks of paper and you just stand out there and sell them. That's true. Let's just say you shine shoes in the airport. Okay, you could probably do that by yourself. But that would probably be hard as well because you got to have a long line of people standing there waiting to get, you can only shine but so fast if you want to do a good job. So eventually you have to hire staff. And now you, the minute you have one person working for you, you're instantly a leader. You're thrust into a leadership position, even if you just hire one person, right? So you have to have leadership skills. And leadership skills, yes, people, some people believe that leaders are born and not made. Some believe leaders are made and not born. But most people understand that it can be a combination. And even if a person is not born a leader, that they can learn leadership traits, leadership skills, and leadership abilities. But it doesn't matter whether you're born with it or you learn it. If it's not applied, it is really worthless. It's not worth anything. So you're going to get a lot for your money for taking this class. I know there are a lot of free classes out there that will teach you how to do the same thing. But the difference is when you come through our training, you're going to leave with a whole lot more. You're going to be, and not only that, you will have a partnership now, a place that you can come for ongoing support for your small business. We also have a small business networking day where you can come and network with other small business owners. We also attend various trainings and things that you may not have the time to go and do or the funds, and by you being a part of PSUI Training Institute, you can come and being a part of our small business, our small business institute, you can still come and get that information, and you know you pretty much have already paid for it. So there's all kinds of sessions to help you. This is the era of the small business owner, so we have to include that. Also on Mondays, from 5 to 8, we have substance abuse and alcohol treatment. We have substance abuse and alcohol treatment on Monday nights. On Tuesdays from 5 to 8, Tuesdays to 5 to 8, come out and learn how to write your book. I think that's what we have on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, we have twice a month. Thursdays, we will be meeting for our Toastmasters Club. And then on Saturday, I believe this Saturday is going to be, I think we're having doing a public speaking training. Come and learn how to be a paid public speaker this Saturday. That's the training that we're doing this Saturday. So we have a lot going on. We're very excited about all that's happening, all the training that's happening at PSUI Training Institute. We thank all of those people who have already attended any training at PSUI. If you've already, you know, come to the training, that's wonderful. Also, we will be having meetings for individuals who are a part of network marketing. So if you have a part of any type of network marketing, or if you are a part of direct sales, on Friday mornings, we will be doing some training for those individuals. So if you're a part of Avon, if you want to get into network marketing and you want to, you know, you want to try it out, you want to see how it'll go, Avon is one of the oldest network and direct sales companies out there. You can come and find out how you can get involved in Avon. It's an awesome company with an awesome reach, and especially for those of you who like empowering women. If you like to empower women, here is a large organization that can help you with that. So I'm very excited. I hope you're excited. Pat, I know you've got to be excited about all that we're doing. I know Pat is going to be doing some travels around the country. So we certainly are excited for her doing that. And she's going and spreading the word even further and further about PSUI Training Institute. And by the way, some of these trainings are also offered online and through webinars. So if you're one of our Facebook friends and you're in another state or another city or another country, for that matter, we do have friends in Nairobi, Kenya. So we want to actually say good morning to Benjamin Naguli this morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Also to our other friends who are also in Japan, Mr. Paul Kiriazi. We want to say good morning to Mr. Paul Kiriazi. He's in Japan. So for those who are in other parts of the world, but even to some of our friends right here, local business partners and business people, Mr. Don Franco. I want to say good morning to Mr. Don Franco. Awesome, awesome business owner. And he's doing very well. He's got that awesome picture of him riding the bull over there in New York on his Facebook page. That bull is over there near Wall Street. It symbolizes that, you know, America is strong in terms of our economy. So for some people who aren't experiencing, if you're experiencing a bad economy right now, one of the things to turn that around really, really quickly is by starting your own business. Yeah, by starting your own business, you can turn that around really, really fast. We also want to say good morning to Ma Tengrandu, is also in a part of the, he's actually in Indonesia. I want to say good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. So that's about, we're about to wind down. And again, we see all the Facebook posts, so we know that people had a lot of, and I want to see, had lots going on. I hope you enjoyed your Mother's Day, all the mothers out there. For those of you who have your mother, hopefully you spent some time with your mother and did really, really good. We are working to get our youth program up and running for the summer. We're going to work with some teen girls this summer. Hopefully we could get that started. And then we have our Release Your Empowerment, our Release Your Power workshop and seminars starting up. So that's also, we're excited about that. And I just wanted to give Pat an opportunity. If she wanted to say something, she would have to just hit your number one key, and I'll know that you're ready. I know sometimes you're driving and you can't get on the phone line because we don't want people driving and on the Coach Lalisa Show, but we want to be safe drivers. We want to be safe drivers, but I wanted to know if you wanted to add anything else, Pat, to the program this morning. And we hope that each and every person feels empowered, motivated. For those of you who aren't able to get over to Long Island, New Jersey, which isn't too bad, right? Long Island isn't that bad. There is a job there that's happening in Long Island. And let's see. It's happening Wednesday, this Wednesday, May 16th, from 11 to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Melville Marriott in Long Island off of the old Walt Whitman Road, And it is absolutely free if you want to attend that job fair for those of you who are in search of a job. So, okay, well, I don't see we have any hands raised on the phone lines, and so we have only 90 seconds left for the show. So it's been great. It's been real. And we look forward to tomorrow. We'll be back here. Don't forget, Tuesdays at 7 a.m. with Terry Benjamin. And so today, if you get a chance, a call over to 908-646-6410, PSUI Training Institute, or stop by 1130 East Jersey Street and 1139 East Jersey Street and sign up for one of the training suite 426. Well, we'll see you back here. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.